I've been an RN listener for many years, and being given the privilege of being on this side of the microphone, you're acutely aware of the tradition to which you're joining. You know, I hope that Blueprint for Living is a show that has in it visibly the DNA of many shows that have come before. First Bite and By Design, obviously, but also other shows like The Comfort Zone or The Food Program, other ones, Bygone Smart, passionate people talking about the stuff they're experts on. I love it. That is good radio. And one such person who I've heard more than once giving his design files here on RN is writer and broadcaster Colin Bissett. I'm thrilled, and I'm sure RN listeners will be too, that Colin is joining us on Blueprint for Living to give us his exploration of some iconic buildings, and is getting it started with a trip to Castle Neuschwanstein in Bavaria. It's a building that's easier on the eyes than it is on the pronunciation.
One of the most romantic images of Germany. You've seen its turrets and towers and fabulous setting on countless advertisements and placemats. And yet Neuschwanstein, which means new swanstone, is proudly Bavarian, built when its king, Ludwig II, decided his little country needed architecture to be proud of. Unfortunately, Bavaria had been swallowed up in the new German Empire almost the moment Ludwig came to the throne in 1864, but it didn't stop his building schemes. It's the most theatrical setting, and so it's no surprise to find that it was a stage designer, Christian Jank, who came up with the initial sketches. Theatricality was never far away. The walls were covered with scenes from Wagner's operas, Ludwig being the composer's biggest fan, loving their reverence for old Germanic legends where kings were brave and powerful beings. He even funded the completion of the epic Ring cycle, which was certainly music to Wagner's ears. Theatricality was in Ludwig's blood. He built another palace, Herrenchiemsee, which was based on Versailles. And he liked to arrive at his Linderhof castle in a shell-shaped boat gliding through an underground grotto. But Neuschwanstein is the crowning glory. It may look like something out of a fairy tale. Disney used it as a blueprint for their Sleeping Beauty castle, but it's actually rather modern. It's got a metal frame and brick walls that are covered with stone, and mosaic, and gold, and enamel, and carved wood. It had excellent plumbing and electric lighting too, which was certainly cutting edge for the 1880s. And yet, this isn't a big party palace for all the king's friends. No one ever stayed there except him. It's a place instead where he could dream, and it helped distract him from the difficulties of being gay back then. His extravagant dream palaces were mocked by his countrymen, and in 1886 he was dragged from his bed and declared insane by his ministers. 2 days later, he was found drowned in a nearby lake. No one's quite clear what happened, but his own tragic legend grew, now fondly recalled across Bavaria. But don't think Neuschwanstein was that unusual. At the same time, French architect Viollet-le-Duc was adding Gothic flourishes to anything he could lay his hands on. In Britain, William Burgess was building medieval castles for rich businessmen. Even Queen Victoria was pretending to be Scottish in her turreted Balmoral. The Middle Ages was in. But you might as well do it properly, and Neuschwanstein is a glowing example of that. A place of excess and sadness, perhaps, but a place of dreaming too. And surely that's important for us all.
That was Colin Bissett taking us through an iconic building